Hi, my name is Matt Smith, and it is a gift to serve as one of the co-pastors, along with Linda Duhirsu, here at the table at Central United Methodist Church. This morning's podcast comes to us on Christmas Day, and it weaves together both the message and some of the music that we experience together in celebrating the love of God being born into the world, both in Bethlehem long ago and into the very everydayness of our own lives this day as well. We wanted to take a moment to share about a few of the things that are happening in the life of our community of faith. First, on New Year's Day, on Sunday, January 1st, we will gather for just one worship service, and we'll do so at 9:30 in the morning. We hope that you can join us if you do live here in the area. We also will turn our campus into a winter sanctuary for around 100 unhoused adults this week. So if you are in the area and are able, we would invite you to sign up for a shift or for several shifts to help us offer hospitality to unhoused folks that are in this very neighborhood who will be making this space their home. And then finally, as we move into these final days of 2016, we would invite each of us to consider how we might reach beyond where we already have to help our community of faith cover all of our ministry expenses for this year. We began the month looking as though we would finish the year about $10,000 down. We have already had a couple of weeks of phenomenal giving, and so it looks like we are very close to being able to reach our goals for this year. We know not everyone is in a place that we can extend beyond where we already have, but we also trust that those among us, or at least some among us, might feel led to help our community of faith close that gap and cover all of our ministry expenses for this year. So if you're one of the folks that could extend beyond where you already have, or if you haven't made a gift and you might be led to do so this morning, we would encourage you to make a gift online before the end of the year to help our community of faith cover the gap that we have and to finish the year in the positive. Merry Christmas, and thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast.
All like sheep have gone astray, but you will call them back one day. By the marks of pain and blood, back to the arms of love. The good Father's face above. Oh, beautiful one, my child, my son, we rejoice from generation to generation.
I don't know what I expected, but you guys look great. Really, I'm amazed and moved that people got up on Christmas morning and came to church. When I have three kids, and my middle is Sophia. When I broke the news to her a couple weeks ago that Christmas was going to be on a Sunday, she's 16. She went, "Wait, what?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, how does that work?" Well, they're not here. So, yeah. Yeah, it's working pretty well for her, I think. Christmas has been coming for four whole weeks, and last night we finally made it. You know, we gathered here and we sang and we prayed and we lit candles, and some of us went home and opened gifts, and some of us opened gifts this morning, and some of us are waiting really patiently, and we're going to go home and open gifts after worship this morning. In the midst of all that, all of those comings and goings and all of those activities. I wonder if you've had a Christmas moment yet. What was your Christmas moment? Because when Christmas is on a Sunday, it feels like we have kind of a unique opportunity to breathe in Christmas and share it with a different group of people than we might ordinarily be with. Because we're not in our homes and in our private spaces. We're all together here in the sanctuary. So since we've all decided to share this time together, I want us to try and really like feel Christmas. And you're not part of my family, so you don't know that I annoy them by saying, "Do you feel it?" So how do you do that? Well, I think we try first by thinking about God's mystery and how has God's mystery unfolded right before our eyes or underneath our fingertips. I think we do it by wondering about that moment that made our eyes fill up with tears sometime over this last month, maybe last night, or caused us to squeal with total joy and delight. I think we do it by appreciating maybe a conversation or piece of music that allowed us to feel the love, to see the love, to know that we're loved, to know how deeply we love one another. That's how I think we feel Christmas. And in a few minutes, I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to ask some of you if you'd like to share your own story of your Christmas moment. And I want you to stop getting uptight right now that I just said that, because it's going to be all right. I'm going to invite folks to share a moment when you encountered Christmas over these last 4 weeks or so. What did it feel like for you? How did that moment point you towards God? Were you by yourself? Maybe it was something you saw. Maybe it was something you heard. What did it sound like? Maybe it was something you were moved to do that you wouldn't have normally done. Or maybe it's something that happened to you. Maybe your Christmas moment what happened when somebody did something on your behalf. Maybe it hasn't happened for you yet, and you're kind of sad and wondering, when's my Christmas moment coming? I really don't want anyone to get nervous. If nobody decides to talk, that's okay too. But we want to all listen to each other and make space for that. Because we learn from listening to each other's stories, because sometimes the gift of Christmas sneaks up on us at really unexpected moments. And hearing how that has been for people can be rich and help us. Because it can come in the wee hours of the morning after we've spent a long night, some of us wrapping gifts. Sometimes it comes while we're driving in traffic, our Christmas moment, and listening to music, listening to those favorite songs, or listening to a whole new album that just came out 2 weeks ago by Josh Garrels. We find our minds wandering to Christmas past, people we miss and love. It may come when our child or our grandchild or a neighborhood friend takes an extra moment instead of just going, "Hey," and gives us a squeeze. I think we have a glimpse of the very first Christmas moment in the scripture that Matt read for us this morning. It says, "They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all the words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all they'd heard and seen as it had been told to them." I think the shepherds had a Christmas moment there. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. So touched were they by God's incarnation that they were moved to witness And for us, witness means just saying what we know to be true. Josh Garrell's song that Omari sang says, "Before you came, she, Mary, she was afraid. And in the night she cried and prayed, oh God, am I strong enough to be the arms of love, to be the mother of this son? Oh beautiful one, my child, my son, we rejoice from generation to generation, we rejoice and magnify the Lord." Mary's move from fear to love, that has the markings of a Christmas moment. When we move from fear to love. You see, I think Christmas moments can come upon us in the midst of so much activity. And when that happens, it has the power to permeate deep in our souls and our hearts. And for a moment at least, just for a moment at least, we're fairly certain that we've had a close encounter with God. And that's how the mystery of Christmas and God visits us. One great author writes about it like this. I'm going to share his words. He said, "It was thousands of years ago and thousands of miles away, but it is a visit that for all our madness and cynicism and indifference and despair, we have never quite forgotten. The ox in their stalls, the smell of hay, the shepherds standing round, that child and that place are somehow the closest of all close encounters, the one we are closest to, the one that brings us closest to something that cannot be told in any other way. The story that faith tells in the fairy tale language of faith is not just that God is, which God knows is a lot to swallow in and of itself much of the time, but that God comes here in great humility. There is nothing much humbler than being born naked, totally helpless, not much bigger than a loaf of bread, but with righteousness and faithfulness, the girdle of his loins, and he came to us, and for us he came. Is it true, not just the way fairy tales are true, but as the truest of all truths? And we wonder, Almighty God, are you true? When you are standing up to your neck in darkness, how do we say yes to that question, are you true? We say yes, he wrote, I suppose, in the only way that faith can ever say yes, if it is honest with itself. We say yes with our fingers crossed. We say it with our heart up in our mouth. Maybe that way we can say, yes, God visited us. And the world has never quite been the same since. It's still a very dark world. In some ways, it feels darker than ever before. But the darkness is different because God keeps getting born into it. Threat of a Holocaust has been in our history and maybe in our future. God comes into it. The threat of poisoning the earth and the sea and the air, and God comes into it. The threat of our own death, God comes into it. Broken marriages, God comes into it. Children in pain, God comes into it. The lost chance that we think we will never recover again, God comes into it. Anyone who has ever known Christ has known Christ maybe better in the dark than anywhere else, because it's in the dark that Christ seems to visit most often, which is why we've been in the alley these 4 weeks. So this is the mystery we come to worship even when Christmas is on a Sunday. The mystery of the incarnation and the mystery of a God that is so in love with us that God came to be one of us, and it's something we know so well we are often apt to forget it, actually, because we really don't understand it at all. Because if we did, we would probably behave more like this little girl named Sharon She was five, and the great storyteller John Shea told this brief story about her. Sharon was five, he said. She was sure of the facts, and she recited the facts with slow solemnity, convinced every word was her revelation. And Sharon said, they were so poor they had only peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to eat. And they went a long way from home without getting lost. And the lady rode a donkey, and the man walked, and the baby was inside the lady. And they had to stay in a stable with an ox and an ass, which made her laugh. But the three rich men found them because a star lighted the roof. And then shepherds came, and you could pet the sheep but not feed them. Then the baby was born. And do you know who the baby was? And her eyes got really big, he said. The baby was God. And she jumped up in the air, whirled around, dove into the sofa, and buried her head under a pillow. She buried her head under a pillow, which is kind of the only proper response to the good news of the incarnation. And those of us without pillows over our heads may wonder if we've ever really understood it, right? We can keep our heads buried under pillows, or we can witness and come out from under our pillows and witness what we know to be true about the incarnation of God. There's a poem by Mary Oliver called Praying, and she says, it doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds in a vacant lot or a few small stones. Just pay attention. Then patch a few words together. Don't try and make it elaborate. This isn't a contest, but the doorway into thanks and a silence in which another voice may speak. So this morning, that's what I'm hoping for. That's what Matt and I are hoping for, is that some of us might be able to patch a few words together and not try to make them elaborate or long. And in doing so, discover a silence in which another voice may speak and tell a story. In other words, it's a day for us to listen to each other's Christmas moment. So what was a moment in which God entered the world for you? And how did you feel Christmas? How have you been feeling Christmas? When did you feel Christmas? And I'm going to stand up here, and my trusty partner over here is going to look at you. Lori's got, look at that.
Okay, is there a time limit?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So I have to be at my sister's at 6. Okay.
There you go. So I've been going to this church about 4.5 years, and the first time I heard, I moved up from Southern California to take a job up here, and the first time we checked out some churches, first time I heard Linda preach, I got tears in my eyes, and I looked at my daughter, and I said, we're home. So that was pretty amazing. And I recently took a job down in Southern California, so I'm kind of coming back and forth, and I'm so blessed that this is my first Christmas here at the table, because usually I'm down south with my parents, and because my daughter had to work last night and tonight 3 to 11 at the children's receiving home, I decided to come up here and spend it with her. And she was able to get off work a little bit early last night and join me at church, and she's kind of in a mode where now's not time for her to be going to church. And so it was really awesome. And then I got the best gift of ever when we lit the candles and she took a picture of the two of us. And it's the most beautiful picture, I think, that we have together. And so that's my Christmas moment.
Amen. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Camille.
I'm not big on Christmas, and I really don't like the association of gifts and Christmas, so I'm kind of a Grinch mom, but Earlier this week, we went to breakfast with a good friend of ours. This friend has kind of a very masculine appearance. And we were at the IHOP, and I saw a couple who was looking at us. And I sort of felt their judgment. And it made me defensive and kind of angry. And I wanted to say something to them, but I remembered that I'm not supposed to do that. But as we sat there, my kids, who love this woman dearly, had made her a bunch of gifts and put them in a bag. And as Gail sat and picked the gifts out of the bag, she so celebrated each one of them. They were all homemade pictures and different things my kids had made. And I looked up at that couple, and they were looking at us, and they had huge smiles on their faces. They were really enjoying her joy and my kids' joy in her. And for me, that felt so much more like a real gift. And so that was my Christmas moment.
Amen. Let's say amen.
So my Christmas moment is interactions with my two children, and they both had very stressful years, but their Christmases are turning out very well. And a foster child who is now living with us came last night for the third year in a row, and he loves coming to Christmas Eve service. And I also lost a dear friend on Thursday, and her family is celebrating Christmas without her, but I have to celebrate her because Christmas is about Jesus and love, and she would know that.
Amen.
Well, I have part of my Christmas moment sitting right next to me, two of my beautiful granddaughters. Their father brought them up yesterday with three more sisters and a new son-in-law, and we had made arrangements for them. He had made arrangements to stay in a motel nearby because I have a very small home, and in the winter it's kind of crowded to put everybody up. So anyhow, when we got home from Christmas Eve service, here's my son, and he also had a golden retriever with him, and who is fine, she's great. But anyway, I said, I thought you were tired, you were gonna go, well, we did, we left, but he said, there's no room at the inn, just exactly like that. And I thought, what? And he said, yeah, they messed up our reservation, and there's no room at the inn. Try the stable out back. And I didn't know what to do, but we found a place to stack everybody. And this morning I woke up, well, I was woken up by the alarm or I never would have made it. And here was all these beautiful grandchildren sleeping. It's my Christmas moment.
Amen.
My Christmas moment's a little bit different. My Christmas moment started in July because I'm a big Christmas music fan and I start listening to it about in July. And so that began my Christmas moment. But there was a particular song this year that just touched my heart. And it was from the movie The Nativity. And the song says, it was not a silent night in the alleyway that night. It was cold and dark and there was blood on the ground. And that was my Christmas moment.
Amen.
God, we give thanks for the way that you come among us in the ordinariness of our lives. For the ways that you surprise us and come to us when we least expect it. For the ways that you melt the boundaries that we place between ourselves and others. For the ways that you call us into peace when we feel fear or enemies, for the family and the friends that you gather around us. We pray as well for those among us who are longing to feel your peace this day, but feel a deep absence. We give thanks for the simple ways, the ordinary ways, that you come to us with peace and with hope, with healing and with love. We give thanks for you and for your love that is born into the world this day and every day. May the people of God say amen.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain,
yeah, Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain,
over the hills and
everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go, 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 go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born.